right, we have our classroom pledge of the week. Is it Mrs. or Ms., Steve?
That is a good question.
Yeah, it's a controversy. One says Mrs., one says Ms. All right, so let's go with Mrs. Walker, her fourth grade class at Treaty Rock Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A large pig named Fred was captured after days of committing crimes.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Avista.
Wow, by the way, classroom pledge today?
Yeah.
Holy cow, kids. They were in unison.
Oh, yeah, Mrs. Walker. She's not messing around.
They, well done.
Yeah.
All right, well, it is news time, and I hope that I can do half as good as those kids.
Same here.
Weekend box office. We had a runaway winner this weekend. You kind of knew it was going to be a big one.
Well, they've been promoting the heck out of it.
They did pretty well.
I'm just guessing.
It's a great franchise. Mm-hmm. Bad Boys, Ride or Die.
Right.
Number one, $56 million over the weekend. Garfield, number two, with $10 million. And then If, followed by The Watchers and Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Did you interest
in The Bad Boys?
I mean, not in the theater. I probably would.
Right.
I mean, I'd see it at some point.
There was a great video over the weekend of people leaving the theater.
I don't
remember where it was at.
But
they were leaving the theater. They were all, you know how you leave and you're starting to chat about the movie or whatever?
Okay, yeah.
And they're leaving, loving it. And all of a sudden they realize, wait, leaving the theater with us is Will Smith.
Was he really?
He had just gone in and watched the movie
with
everybody.
That's funny. I like that. Just to kind of get a feel for it.
And then they all started, oh my God. And he, you know, Will Smith is, he's always been this way. And I know it's easy right now to say, well, yeah, he's doing all this because he's trying to make up for his faux pas.
Mm-hmm.
But Will Smith, I think, has always really, really enjoyed being famous. Some people aren't good at it. Will Smith has always been really good at being fun with people.
Yeah, if you like it, you're going to go to the theater and watch one of your own movies. If you don't like it, you're going to stay as far away from that as possible.
So he was great. Handshakes with everybody, just having a good time and taking pictures. So that was pretty
That's
cool.
That's good. I like
That's a nice little surprise. You go to the theater and then, oh, Will Smith watched the movie with us.
I saw he was eating wings. Did you see that?
He was eating wings?
Yeah, the hot ones.
Oh, he did hot ones?
Yeah.
I did
Darn it. Oh, wow.
Right through that game.
That was the one. That one had a reaction with my tear ducts. Bad Boys in theaters June 7th.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just can't. I couldn't imagine. I can't do it.
When it gets you, it gets you good.
And it's hard to even watch sometimes. You're just like, man, you can't breathe. You can't talk.
Did you see the one with Conan where he just kept, he was like rubbing them on his face?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And of course he was.
Was like, yeah. I'll do anything for a laugh, but I realized that wasn't the best way to get a laugh.
No,
because my skin hurt.
I would imagine it did.
It was red like my hair.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Hilarious, but boy, you pay for that for a while.
Yeah, that's one of those you're going like, that burns a little bit.
What do you think will be the number one movie next week?
Next week is the, which one is it?
Inside Out 2.
Inside, there it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it should be.
They've been promoting it for a little while, and it's, you know, already obviously has well established with Inside Out 1. You know, I mean, it's like, guess what? That's going to be huge, I would imagine, anyway.
Let's see if it's any sort of battle with Bad Boys.
Yeah. I mean, kids' movies usually win.
Now we go to this. Jay, what is it?
Story number two.
I have to ask something very important
because
I didn't get to do it earlier. What does it mean to you when I say, hey, Jay, I have a treat for you today?
What does it mean?
Yeah.
I mean, normally it would mean like some sort of food. You brought in something to
eat. I have a treat for you today.
Okay.
And
is that real?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I said it earlier to Steve. I said, hey, Steve, I have a treat for you today. And he goes, what am I, a dog?
Oh, my.
And I'm like, no.
I'm going to guess usually it means some treats, sort of Danish.
Treats are for humans too.
Yeah,
right?
Of course they are. Are you kidding me?
And he's like, oh, you just made it sound like I was a dog. And I'm like, no, I didn't, Steve. And I got really mad at him. And I said, I thought we were going to have a good day today. And now I don't know if I want you to have this.
Wow. That might have been an over, you know.
Steve, will you please come in studio and try some right now?
Yeah, yeah, Steve.
I know you've had it before.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I'm excited.
Can you read what that is?
Oh, man. You got the original. He's never had the peanut brittle, right?
No. This is the soft peanut brittle.
Oh, my gosh.
By the Davenport Confections.
Oh, my.
Shout out to my wedding over the weekend.
That's amazing.
Connor, Victoria, they had all this wonderful peanut brittle for everybody.
You can take that one, Steve. You get closer to
the end,
they
had a few extras, and they were like, hey, you guys should
take
these.
Oh, my gosh, yes, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, we should. Steve, reach your little fingers in there and grab a piece of the legendary Davenport soft peanut brittle.
World renowned, Steve.
Should it is.
This?
Yeah,
this
absolutely. Good. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Have you ever had peanut brittle before?
You know, I was trying to remember. I don't know if I've ever had it.
Well, you like peanut butter, right?
Oh, baby.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure. Like, you got to preface it a little bit. Go for it.
I don't know how I feel about brittle.
I can
relate.
This
is great because it's soft.
I didn't know if I would like it either, and then I ate it, and I was like, this is the greatest.
Oh, jeez, he put the whole thing in his mouth. He had a chunk the size of
a golf ball.
Yeah, and he put the whole thing in his mouth.
Well, now you
see, that's too much.
I mean,
I don't know how you're going to.
Who eats like that? What are
Why
you?
Why didn't you take a bite
now
of it,
man?
Now
he's choking.
Is he choking? Are you okay?
No.
What? God, remember the day
you
Steve
think maybe
died
that was
Davenport?
Too much?
Yeah.
Well, who take? I mean, you don't even know what it's going to taste like.
No.
Like, you don't take that big of a bite of something you've never had before. Unless you're
well,
an
how
alien.
Dry is it in your mouth? I mean, not dry because it does make your mouth moist as
it does,
well.
Yeah.
Did you even get a chance to enjoy the flavor?
Well, no, he's not even halfway done chewing it.
No, I'm working on it, man.
We'll have to check back around 8:30.
No, it's very good.
Oh,
is it?
Yeah, it really is.
You wish you took a smaller bite?
Yeah.
Well, so Jay, I have a treat for you.
Oh, thank
today.
You, man. Some, yeah, that's great.
The peanut brittle.
That stuff's amazing.
Indulge in. Yeah, it was. I mean, you talk about a treat at the end of the night at the wedding when they were like, oh, here, take some of these. We have lots of extras,
take them.
And I was like, well.
Well, thank you to Connor.
I mean, I don't want to, but.
What was his wife's name?
Connor and Victoria.
Yeah, thank you.
Victoria
probably
is,
mainly to Victoria, I would imagine.
What's that?
Probably mainly thanks to Victoria. I feel like, you know, she probably was the one who was like, give these out. Let's go. Give them to
She was.
Everybody
she
takes
she
them.
Actually handed them to me.
Yeah, I feel like that's normal.
Said, here, take these.
That's awesome.
We have extras.
Man.
Yeah, it was super good.
Oh, you can talk again. Good deal. Have we learned something about taking sample bites?
Nope, because I always do it.
Never seen anybody stick a piece of peanut brittle in their mouth that was that big.
That was unbelievable.
It was a world record. Congratulations.
Well, it was good.
It is good. I mean,
luckily,
pay a littler piece.
Out. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
How do you like your eggs and how do you like your steak?
All right. Steve.
Do we answer both at the same time?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
All right, scrambled medium rare.
Kevin James.
That surprises me that you're a medium rare guy.
Me too, yeah.
Yeah, didn't you expect more of a medium well?
For sure, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why, Steve, just because you're...
Well, because he likes scrambled eggs.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, it is listener letter time.
Here we go, dude. Jay and Kevin. I started golfing a few years ago, but didn't really play much.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm officially all in. I golf quite a bit and I have a group of guys that I always play with. And it's become a highlight of my week. I'm in management and it can be very stressful, so this is my getaway. Even when I want to throw my clubs, it's still a great break from real life. I say all this to tell you that I have a problem that I can't seem to solve, and no, it's not my backswing, it's my wife. She decided late in the season last year that she wanted to golf with me. I think my mistake was being too nice about it in the beginning and taking her to the driving range to make her happy. I figured it would, you know, make her happy in the moment. She would move on from it over the winter. Well, now she insists that she wants to go play a full round of golf with me. She's always asking, when can we do it? And, you know, she wants to do something with me that makes me so happy. But I'm going to be honest, I don't think it would make me happy. And I've told her this, that I don't think I'd enjoy it as much with her. It would be too much real life for me. Needless to say, that upset her. All she can hear is that I don't want to be with her. Adamant that I just, you know, don't want to have her around so that I can do my little fantasy world with the guys. I really don't have time to play golf with the guys and with her. Do I stick to my guns and hope she gets over it? Or what do I do with this situation?
All right, 509-441-0999 is the Rungy Furniture studio line to call or text. I don't think the problem was that he was too nice in the beginning, you know, taking her to the driving range and everything. I mean, just the fact, the main problem is he's just a jerk. So that I don't think it was the taking her to the driving range.
So if he wants to play with the guys, does it make him a jerk?
Only if she's making him give that up to play with her.
He says, I don't have time to do both.
I mean, I find that difficult to believe. I'll take you at your word that you can only play once a week, but then what are you doing all the other times when you're normally hanging out with her?
Right. That's the tough thing.
I can only speak for myself. I wish my wife would get into golf. I would love it. It would be something we could do together as we get older. It'd be awesome. It'd be great. She doesn't want to. She has no desire. But she's not saying, you have to give up golf with them to play with me. That'd be on her. She just wants to spend some time with you and do something with you that you like. I don't get it. I don't know what your problem is. You should be grateful. It's too much real life? What does that mean? Marriages?
I'm with you, Jay. I understand what you're saying 100%. I think there's a lot of guys that are in this situation where they do golf to be with the guys or whatever and do their thing. Like, that's their moment.
Absolutely.
And we're all supposed to have that, right? Time where we
do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just it. Like, this is the one thing that I just want to do without you. I enjoy doing everything else, but this one.
Look, I get it. Helping a beginning golfer, some people aren't always good with that. It could be a little more frustrating.
That does take a lot of time sometimes, yeah.
But you got to know that going in, you have to have your mindset right, where you're just like, look, we're going to learn. This is how it's going to go. I'm not expecting to shoot well either. I'm just going to go, and we're going to spend time together. And then eventually, when she starts beating you, it'll all be great.
Tonda says, my husband and I golf together all the time and we have fun. However, I would recommend don't critique or criticize her game.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, you got to be in the right mindset.
Kayla says, how dare she want to enjoy something with you?
I get it. That's what I'm saying. I'm just like, I don't know, man. I mean, you give it a try. If it doesn't work out, maybe she doesn't stick. Maybe
this
she doesn't
is
like
the,
it.
Right. And you need to go back into the, okay. And I don't know what the time thing is. I don't know when he golfs with the guys. If it's a weekend thing.
Right. Yeah.
Where he has the time.
Sure.
Right. To golf. And maybe a little tougher because on a weeknight, you may not get done with work till 6:30, you know, whatever.
Absolutely.
By the time you're home. I get it. There's not time to go play 18 holes, but
nope.
That's the joy of it.
Or
right?
Nine, you might go to the
like,
driving range,
out,
whatever.
Go out and try a round, or who cares, play five holes.
The number of times I've seen people go, like, you know, 6 o'clock after dinner, and you can tell that one person's training the other person, you know, it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever it is, and sometimes the woman is teaching the guy or some vice versa, and you just realize that's what it is, that's what's happening. And they just play however many holes they play, and then they're done. Or they're at the driving range and they're just hanging out.
And it may, I mean, you're probably going to make her really happy if you take her. And then.
Sounds like it. She wants to do it.
And then she may decide she doesn't like it
Absolutely.
And want to do it. So that's also could happen. Now, don't be a
don't
jerk
sabotage
to make
it.
That happen.
Don't sabotage it.
But what if this happened? What if you enjoy it?
Right.
And it's like, she loves it so much and she's like, oh my God.
You do golfing vacations.
So hot watching you golf. I can't even wait to get home. What I mean, whatever,
what
bud.
Are we
you
doing?
Gotta give yourself all the potential opportunities here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand. But
yeah, that's a little aggressive.
Kevin. Well, Steve, I'm just trying to talk to a guy and make him want to do something.
Yeah. Give it a shot, man. But you got to give it a genuine shot, too. You can't just do the, you know, fake, I hope you play, and then be glad when she doesn't. That's not doing it the right way either. So, yeah, I mean, I say give it a shot. No pun intended.
Oh.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
2040.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I will say this, that my son, who lives with us now that he's virtual and all that with school, and he's 20.
May I ask what happened to the other son?
What do you mean?
I thought he was home, too.
Well, he is, but he doesn't live with us anymore.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, huh?
Kevin James.
Oh, spread your wings and fly, Laners.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Entertainment news time brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. By the way, don't forget the cruise tickets are now on sale. The cruise is set for Thursday night on Lake Coeur d'Alene, July the 11th, 7:11 cruise time. Kevin's got the music for us, and the tickets are just $15. If you want to buy them online, there is a $1 service fee per ticket. So we're making it as easy as possible for you, too. Just text the word CRUISE to 509-441-0999. Just text CRUISE. We'll send you a link, and there you go.
So simple.
Get your tickets while they last.
And yeah, also, this is one that I think is going to sell out fast because it's the only one we have in the summer.
Yeah.
And with being able to buy them online, it could go fast.
You can also get them at Silver Safari in the Northtown and Valley Malls. Well, Carly Pearce, you know what? She doesn't really like summer.
Oh, really?
It's kind of hot. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, summer can be hot.
And sometimes when you're doing all these outdoor shows.
Literally the worst feeling in the world is to have all of your makeup on and your eyelashes and all of your hair. And you get to the stage and you're already sweating. I almost feel suffocated in my own skin from makeup and hair and all of that. So literally, I take like 3 showers a day and always try to take my makeup off because it is like embedded in my face.
Yeah.
Your face is melting off.
I mean, it all sounds hot is bad for guys. But then you start thinking about that and you go, ooh.
Right.
Yeah, that's a lot of extra.
It really is.
It's a lot of extra.
It's just when your face is melting before you even get on stage. Yeah, I'm sure that is. It gets hot.
Yeah, melting doesn't sound like a good descriptive word.
No. But if you do, it's funny because if you do happen to run into her like, at a fair or something like we've done before where she's backstage, she's just, no makeup, just kind of hair pulled back, trying to stay as cool as possible because she knows it's going to get hot in a minute.
And then she gets all made up and goes on stage.
Yeah, and the second she's done, back off again.
Speaking of hot women in country music, as is in hot right now, like they're popular.
Oh, that's what I mean. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They also are both very beautiful. Lainey Wilson had something very interesting happen. She's got a lot of fans out there. We all know that, right? But she was doing an interview during the CMA Fest on Saturday and was asked about comments from a recent fan by the name of Bon Jovi, John Bon Jovi, who was doing an interview with Jelly Roll in which he praised her musical prowess. He was like, the girl's amazing. And Lainey said, yeah, that was so cool. And by the way, he wrote me a little letter.
Whoa.
And he put his phone number on there. I was like, oh my God, this might be the coolest moment I've had so far.
A legend.
Get out of here. John Bon Jovi told you that he loves your music, wrote you a letter and gave you his phone number. Yeah, that is officially a moment where you just go,
Well, can you imagine you're reading that and you're like, oh, I love your music. And you're like, oh my gosh, this is cool. And then you go, at the end, you go, wait, is that his phone number? And then you're kind of trying to torn between, should I immediately text it?
Right.
To see if it really is.
Thank you so much, John.
So chill or no chill?
Yeah, I don't know what you do there. Yeah, I'm not quite sure what the actual way to respond to that is.
That's pretty cool.
I love that, yeah. What do you got there, Steve-O?
Well, speaking of Mr. Roll, Mr. Jelly Roll, he was asked about like what he prefers. Is it Mr. Roll? Is it Jelly? Is it Jelly Roll? Is it Jason? What is he like?
Yeah.
And apparently, he likes it when people call him Jelly.
I feel like that's right, yeah.
Just kind of the cool, like...
It's more casual.
Yeah, that way, like, when people go up to him, he gets approached by a lot of people.
Sure.
So when they go Jelly Roll, he doesn't really think... he knows the person, but if they go Jelly, yeah, he'll be like, all right, yeah, I know you.
Whatever. I got you. Yeah, that seems more like we're buds.
Yeah, so he goes, hey, Jelly, delete the role, man. That's what he said.
Jelly, no role.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to remember that. We'll have to remember that, Kevin.
Yeah, it seems less formal for sure.
Does it seem weird?
I mean, again, I'm referring to the name Jelly Roll as being formal.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it is.
We've met him a couple of times. Right. We've been fortunate enough to have a conversation with him a couple of different times. Does it seem weird to say his name? Like, what did you say? Like, he comes up to the table, whatever, it's been two or three times that we've talked to him. What did you say to him?
I said, what's up, brother?
Okay, no, you didn't. What did you say?
I think I said, oh, man. I addressed his name. I was just like, oh, man, I love you. You're awesome. Whatever.
Yeah, and then he bowed to him.
And if I did say it, I'm pretty sure, because it almost slipped out right there. I almost said Jelly.
Uh-huh.
So I think if I said it, I would have said Jelly, but I don't know that I did.
Yeah, I didn't either. I just didn't address him by name. It feels... Although, now that I think about it, no, I would say a person's name if it was a regular name. It just feels weird saying Jelly.
Hmm. But you wouldn't say Jason.
No, I would not. No, it doesn't go by that, so I wouldn't do that.
Fair enough.
But yeah, I don't know. Now that I know, I might say Jelly. Also,
I do like, his wife calls him Jay a lot.
Ooh.
And
same.
So I could get down with that. Like, that one seems pretty easy to just, you know, Big Jay.
Also, Kane Brown said he would talk to Jelly quite a bit, and they got kind of deep into some stuff, too.
It's really cool. It's talking about, like, depression. I feel like a lot of people, they're superstars. Everybody looks at them as perfect, and everybody goes through something.
Yeah, I mean, it was an interesting conversation that got deeper than that, and it would have been cooler had this person not mixed music behind it, but...
Yeah.
His whole point is, just because you're popular... wealthy,
man,
superstar doesn't mean you don't have the stuff. And sometimes there's more pressure because people go, if you say, man, I'm kind of going through a moment, people will go, how could you be through a moment? You're rich.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, that's not how that works.
That is not how depression works at all.
No.
Or, you know, any sort of mental health stuff. It is, yeah, that is definitely. And I do feel like more people are talking about it, which I think is helpful. To maybe realize,
I'm going
to
tell you. I think
I think you can feel bad. Like, God, my life is so good. Why do I feel
of
this
course.
Way?
You might feel worse because of that. Yeah. And I think it's the artists, it feel like, are really reaching out to Jelly Roll because of his life story.
Yeah.
To be able to say, look, you went through a lot. What do you think about this? And I think he's also really good with that stuff. It's just kind of interesting. I would say for the Nashville community, it's probably been really great to have him.
I think so, yeah.
As a sounding board. He's just been good to have around. So,
yeah.
Well, there's your entertainment news on the way for you. What was the best part of your weekend? We'll check with you.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Tom.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Sometimes it works. Like, I could see my wife's parents. They would have been great. You know, they loved the kids. Didn't matter how many kids were in the house. They probably would have taken all of our kids for 6 weeks.
Kevin James.
My folks, my dad probably would have got him a hotel after 3 days.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Don't forget, you can download the app and take us with you wherever you are, wherever you go. Maybe you're going to go camping and that was the best part of your weekend. We can be there with you.
What was the best thing from your weekend? What was the best thing from your weekend?
I'll start with this one off the text line. Best part of my weekend was the Friday Boys. Someone mentioned Billy Bayou, and it brought me back.
That was Warren.
Uh-huh. And it brought me back to the days of camping with my grandparents. That song was stuck in my head all weekend.
Oh.
Thank you to the Friday crew.
That's awesome.
Billy Bayou. Nobody else mentioned that? That's weird, Kev.
Yeah, that was 100% Warren Strong.
That's weird.
That man who shouts out random weird things that many of us look at him and go, huh? But look what he did. He made someone's weekend.
Exactly. That's exactly what I thought. I thought, well, you know what? We can't judge.
No, we cannot.
I mean,
we
you
just
can,
have to
but
embrace
you should.
Him.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah, and he's listening, so shout out to you, Warren. Well done, my friend.
Yeah.
Best part of your weekend, Steve?
Well, before I forget, Rich did call in, and he said that his third and last child graduated high school.
Oh, nice. Well done. Well, congrats.
Yeah, I imagine a lot of people probably high school graduations.
Oh, yeah.
This was the weekend.
A lot of them.
Very busy.
One of the weekends. So that was exciting. I did not graduate high school.
Ever?
Not this past weekend. I did back in the day.
Okay, just double checking. Yeah.
What year?
Good old 2009. Looking gosh. Fine. Class of 2009.
That feels weird, right, Jay?
Oh.
It was good times, good times.
So, Kevin, you and I started here at this station just before Steve graduated from high school.
That is correct.
Yeah, we started here while he was in high school.
A month before he graduated high school. That's weird.
It just got weirder. But go ahead, Steve.
Boy.
Yeah, right?
Well, this is the best part of my Monday.
I'm sure.
I think the best part of my weekend... Well, I had a good time out in Coeur d'Alene. That's always fun doing...
Oh, is that where you were on Saturday?
Yeah, yeah.
So you went to the beach and took in all the sights and...
You took my recommendation and you drove out there so that you could stay in Coeur d'Alene and have some fun.
Or he got a ride with a promo tech and came back immediately.
I didn't say that.
Which one did you do?
I'll say the second thing, but I won't say the words that are coming out of his mouth.
All right, he did not stay.
No, but I had a good time out there. It was nice. A lot of people won some cool prizes and things like that, so that's always fun. But I did buy some new clothes because I had no shorts that fit me. I realized that after our conversation the other day.
Why are they not fitting?
A little too tight.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
So I had to buy some new ones. And now I'm all set.
Packing on too much muscle?
That's what it is. Exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Susan said she had a good weekend, made 52 jars of cran raspberry jelly.
Prove it.
And 36 bars of sage-scented soap.
Ooh, okay.
Say that five times fast, Kevin.
Sage-scented soap, sage-scented soap, sage-scented soap.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
So close.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
Kevin?
Well... My wedding on Saturday was very fun. The wedding that I DJ'd, it was, you know, at the Davenport. And so those are always, and it's a big production, and I had some new light show stuff, and it went well. So that was like a...
Do your lights go... Pew, pew, pew,
pew, pew, pew, pew. They do not make any noise. Ah. Well, but I had like a new controller thing for them, and I was a little leery about how well it was going to work, and it ended up working great. So that was nice. But I think the best part of my weekend... had to be yesterday at 7 p.m. when I went to the store and said, does this store have a propane tank? And they did. And they had one. I bought it. And I came home and I barbecued for the first time in 2024. I cooked some hamburgers for everybody. Quick and easy.
Fun.
Today we will be doing barbecued chicken thighs.
So now you're in the mood. Now you got it going.
Oh, yeah.
You're ready to
go. I had bought some stuff, some meat, just, you know, for this purpose.
Yeah.
But then I was struggling yesterday to go do anything, and I was like, I don't know. Do I really want to go get a propane tank?
Sure, yeah.
But I did, and it was the best part of my weekend.
Well done, man.
Very nice.
When you eat a hamburger at home, do you put anything else on it, really, Jay? Or do you just go... hamburger, cheese, bun, ketchup, whatever you're putting on it.
Well, I'm not 100% sure what you mean.
Do you go through the effort of putting toppings on it at home, or do you not really do that?
I mean, we usually do onion, lettuce.
Okay, so you go all out.
Yeah.
You do a deluxe.
Usually, yeah. Yeah.
That's a wife thing, right?
She for sure gets most of it.
She gets all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's never times where you just barbecue and just... grab the burger and that's it.
Oh, I've done it when it's just like take it off the grill. You know what I mean? I'll just like grab one and go, you know. Just,
yeah.
Yeah, I've done that too.
A lot of the times we don't put anything on them. It's just like, just quick and easy hamburger.
Sure. Oh, no, I'm all right with that.
And it's, but like last night I had bought an onion and.
Game changer.
I forgot how much I love onions and then we had pickles.
Game changer, brother.
And it was so good.
Yeah. No, that's, then you're like, I should do that more often.
Every time.
Yeah. It's well worth it. And then did you do a special bun or you just did regular? Sometimes you know, you jazz it up.
It was regular bun, and then the second, I ended up having two patties, and the second patty was with onion bun. And what I mean by onion bun is two slices of onion with the meat in the middle.
I got you. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What was the best thing from
onion bun
weekend? What was the best thing from your weekend?
And then Costco on a Saturday, that's always a...
that was the best part of your weekend?
No.
Oh, thank God.
You know, I did a.
Oh. I was going to say, what a rough weekend.
Although,
Jay,
we did go late on Saturday. Game changer there too, because you're not dealing with the big crowds.
When
that
it was
fun.
Nice weather too, right?
So
I would imagine
to.
Not a lot of people were rushing to Costco.
Right. Saw some nice people there. Went to, had a remote on Friday, and I was unaware of how big the farmer's market is across the street from the YMCA where I was doing the remote
broadcast.
Yeah. Have you seen that one?
I have.
Holy smokes.
I don't remember the name of it.
I didn't know it had a name. But anyway, Steve, you need to go to Mirabeau Park and go to the farmer's market that's right there near the YMCA if you're looking for something to do on a Friday night.
Okay, so there's that farmer's market in Kendall Yards on Wednesday.
Is it the same people, Kevin? Do they travel around?
Yeah, I think a lot of the vendors are the same, for sure.
I could not believe how big that thing was. It looked gigantic from where I was.
How big was it? I mean, did you go over there?
How big was it? No, I was in a hurry to get out of there because I went, for whatever reason. I think I went to school to help my wife because it's the end of the year. I don't know if you guys heard about that. Have you heard about the end of the year, end of the school year?
I mean, year? Probably not as much as you have. I could guess that's probably true.
Yeah.
Your wife's probably a little more excited for it than Steve and I are.
Well, you know.
It is exciting, though.
It's the Spokane Valley Farmers Market, Jay.
Okay, that makes sense. That's a great name for it. The number of people that were astronomical in that area. It was so busy between that and the YMCA's big event that was going on. It was crazy.
That is crazy how many people have come to that YMCA thing, too.
Holy smokes.
That's a fun deal. Friday is 4 to 8 p.m. is where you can do Spokane Valley.
Oh, so it's a night market.
I mean, they don't call it that, but yes, I see what you're saying. You don't want to steal the name, but yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Because I think if you say that, people around here will only think of one thing. Isn't that fair, Kevin? They just don't. They're not going to name it the same thing in every region of the city.
Yeah, they all have their name. That's why when I said, I can't remember the name of that one. And you were like, it doesn't need a name. But they do. They're proud of their little
Spokane
names.
Valley Farmers Market.
Trying to see. Yeah, I'm looking at the vendors now because I've not been to that one. I've driven by it. Same situation, Jay. But yeah. Jay, they have local honey.
I'm telling you right now, this should be a goal.
Go do it.
Go do these things. Get out into whatever area of town you live in. There's probably one in your area. Go do that thing. I feel like that should be a goal, at least once during the summer. Go find your local farmer's market or whatever the heck they're calling it. Go visit it. Plus it helps the local businesses. So why not?
I always forget what season is what as far as the vegetables.
This is summer.
But it's like you'll go to the farmer's market and I'm like, oh, is today the day I can get raspberries? Is today the day I can get radishes? Or are they not going to have radishes?
I see. I understand.
And then, it's like they don't have any cucumbers. And then all of a sudden, they'll just have a billion cucumbers.
Gotcha.
And so it's like trying to know what week is what. I should log it this year so that I know.
Log